Time to Get Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. We talk about how you can grow your wealth, and we provide information that is general advice only, as you'd expect. It doesn't take into account your individual objectives, financial situations, or needs. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chris. I thought this morning we could talk about how much money you need to retire on.
Okay, you've got my attention. I've read that for a comfortable lifestyle in retirement, we need a lump sum of around $690,000 per couple, or $595,000 for a single person, in your opinion. Are they realistic numbers?
It just really depends. One of my happiest clients that I've got lives in a caravan, and he drives from beach to beach in northern New South Wales, single guy. He lives off about $20,000 a year.
Wow.
So having a balance of $600,000 is way too much for him. He would never spend it. Where I have another client who spends $20,000 a month, $690,000 is nowhere near enough for them. So it really does depend.
What about the situation where people just draw it all down and get the big caravan and go traveling, but they've spent most of their super on stuff? What happens to them?
It can make them eligible for some age pension in the future, which is good. But in my opinion, sometimes you don't want to cut your nose off despite your face. Where if you spend a lot of money on overseas holidays early and caravans and cars and things like that, well, you might find you're living off the age pension for the long term, which is not a great situation to be in. So having that balance between age pension and what you spend on personal assets and investment assets is a good idea.
So let's get down to basics. Could non-experts like me calculate our own retirement figure so that we don't run out of money?
Yeah, generally what I find is timesing it by 7%. So if you've got a super balance of $1 million, if you times that by 7%, gives you $70,000 a year worth of retirement income. If you look at that and say $70,000 is way too much, well, you might need a lower balance. But it's a good back of the envelope calculation. Times what assets you've got by 7%, and is that enough to live off per year?
We've been getting Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. If you'd like to find out more, contact Scott and the team at station sponsor Solus Financial. That's solacefinancial.com.au.